This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace, when he said, "Those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back." Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? I suspect you are. That's why you're listening to this radio show. So please, like I always say, please listen carefully. We're going to straighten it out for you, you know, here on Agenda 21 Radio. Everything you really wanted to know about, we're going to let you know about. We're going to let you find out about, because it's our job to do just that. That's what we do here on Agenda 21 Radio. We give you all the latest news and information, all the stuff that you want to know about that's important for you to know about. Visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And you can also... AAA warns of record-breaking traffic for Thanksgiving. Really? So stay off the highway. Starting today, I guess. I guess this is the official day when everything shuts down because you get tomorrow off and all that stuff, right? Anyway, big thing going on right now. Big thing for New California. Listen up, New Californians. Pay attention. Stocks erase gains for year. Trillion wiped off tech. Goldman boosts cash. Kudlow, no recession coming. That's what, you know, doesn't that sound kind of like counterproductive? Chris Street's been talking about this, and this is the way it's going to go. And guess what? This is the way it's going. They erase gains for the year. Reports FBI considers Proud Boys extremists with white nationalist ties. There you go. That's the FBI. Why not? What I don't understand. I'm not. I haven't really been following the Proud Boy thing, you know. Other than, you know, I know some of the people that we've been associated with, not associated with it, but know have been around these Proud Boy things and they're black. With white nationalist ties. I don't get that. I really don't. And I've noticed that at the Proud Boy things, there's a lot of people of color there. So what's the FBI saying? Why doesn't the FBI consider the Muslim Brotherhood extremist with radical Islamic ties? Let's just say the Proud Boys are associated with white nationalists. Okay. Why isn't the Muslim Brotherhood put on the terror watch list? Why not? They are in every other country. Did you know that? Almost every other country on the planet lists them as terrorists. The Muslim Brotherhood. Gee, I don't know where that comes from. The Muslim Brotherhood. Where did they start? Who started the Muslim Brotherhood? Guess what? It was Adolf Hitler. Oh, I know. You just don't get it. It's 2010, and that was in 1928 when that started. The Muslim Brotherhood. Adolf Hitler started them. So we should just look at the Muslim Brotherhood in this country as, well, just any other little group helping out Muslims to slit our throats, just like they do in every other country. Were you not aware of that? Albana was his name, a professor at the University, I think, of Cairo, and Adolf Hitler worked together to form the Muslim Brotherhood. Look it up. Of course, they probably stripped it all out of there. The good little supporters of Adolf Hitler like to do that. But that's the truth. It was Adolf Hitler, 1928, wanting to have extremist radical Islamic ties to Muslims, who put that all together. What a deal maker, huh? You know, there's an untold story about how Adolf Hitler put all of his PowerPoints together and the financing behind it. I wonder who financed Adolf Hitler. Just a little food for thought, as they say, right? As they say. Says FBI. I want to open this up. I just want to see what they're thinking is. And I'm not really. I got to tell you one thing. I'm not totally understanding who the Proud Boys are. Far right, Proud Boys. I know. They're associated with Make America Great Again, right? Or something like that. MEGA. Gavin McInnes, the Vice Media co-founder. Gavin McInnes, founder of the far-right Proud Boys, is surrounded by supporters after speaking at a rally in Berkeley, California, April 27th. Says the FBI now classifies the far-right Proud Boys as an extremist group with ties to white nationalism, according to a document produced by Washington State law enforcement. Okay, here we go. That's something a little different. That's something different. I'm getting four texts right here. I start reading about this story, and all of a sudden, I got this whole thing going on. It says, produced by Washington State law enforcement, the FBI's designation of the self-confessed Western chauvinist group as extremist has not been previously made public. Okay. Let's track the tie. What is this? The Guardian. All right. Okay. The Guardian says this. All right. So let's go. We got it. They have a link to the Washington State law enforcement report. Now, I'll bet you it was done like in 2014 or 15 or 16, this report. That's what I'm thinking. It says here, we remained... Okay, this is with the support... I don't want that. I want to read the article. Where is the report? Washington State. The group is now designated with ties to white nationalists, according to a report produced by Washington law enforcement. All right. But when was that report produced? See, they're not telling us that. So was it produced during the Obama era? That's a big deal because the FBI is pretty well tainted. How can we look at the FBI or think about the FBI as a legitimate law enforcement group after what we've seen them do to Donald Trump, the president? I mean, seriously. All right, so we're going to open this up and see if we've got an extremist. That's the same article. So they aren't providing us the report. We're going to have to dig for it, in other words. It says, the Proud Boys was founded by Vice Media co-chair Gavin McGinnis. McGinnis has insisted that his group is not white nationalist or alt-right, but the Proud Boys have a history of misogyny and glorifying violence. The Southern... Oh, come on. Here's the usual suspect, the Southern Poverty Law Center. Ah, they list them as a hate group. History of misogyny. This is... Okay, the document also says the FBI has warned local law enforcement agencies that the Proud Boys are actively recruiting in the Pacific Northwest. And Proud Boy members have contributed to recent escalation of violence at political rallies held on campuses and in cities like Charlottesville, Virginia, Portland, Oregon, and Seattle, Washington. The report in the FBI's warning to Southwest Washington police agencies said the Proud Boys' role in escalating violence at these events came in August, 2 months before the group was involved in the infamous weekend street violence in New York City and Portland, and not long after they participated in street violence in downtown on June 30. Well, let's see. The June 30th street violence. I think I saw all the videos of that. I knew people that were there. And all the videos that I saw showed Antifa attacking the Proud Boys. Or the other people that... wasn't just the... it was a bunch of other people that were there. Of all colors, by the way. It's interesting how they flipped the script here, isn't it? Right. We'll be right back. Southern Poverty Law Center.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow, from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own, or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
We're looking at this article that appeared in The Guardian. And it's interesting that it appeared in The Guardian, the British Guardian. It says the FBI now classifies far-right Proud Boys as extremist group, document says. And the document, the bottom line to this whole thing, it's amazing. They give you links and stuff that you're supposed to support. This is a completely bogus document, in my opinion. I mean, just, and I'm not too sure that the Proud Boys aren't connected to some way, I don't know, to any white supremacist group. I just do know that these guys that are Proud Boys and other groups that were in Portland, they were the ones attacked. I do know that in the Portland situation, they were the ones that were attacked. And they claim that they did the attacking in this article, which is totally untrue. And they go on to talk about how they got the source of this document. And then they, at the end of this, they tried to talk and get information from, I'm talking about The Guardian now, from the from the FBI. And it says the FBI, this is in that statement, the man said, we reject, this is what the FBI said about this whole thing. To show you, this is complete fake news. It's based upon information that didn't happen. This is a flip in the script that I call it. It says, this is their comment. I'll read the paragraph to you about the FBI. It says, the FBI did not directly address the designation or the briefing in response to specific email questions, but did say that while the FBI does not and will not police ideology, the agency regularly assesses intelligence regarding possible threats and works closely to share that information with our federal, state, and local law enforcement partners. So the FBI really doesn't say anything about it. This report exists even. But the great Southern Poverty Law Center, the racist Southern Poverty, did I say that? They're about as worthless as you can get in terms of hate grouping or grouping certain people in hate groups. And, you know, we might be uncomfortable with the so-called Proud Boys behavior, like we might be uncomfortable with, let's say, the Muslim Brotherhood. Yet the Southern Poverty Law Center doesn't say anything about them. In a negative, so, and they've been known to be racist, misogynist, terrorist, involved in deep terror things all around the world and in the United States. Yet they aren't categorized that. So any standard, any modicum of standard for this sort of white group, hate group business is out the door. Then the attack on whites continue. That's the way some people might look at it. I just think this is a random attack on anybody that might be wearing a hat that says, Make America Great Again. That's really what this is. And forget about the Proud Boys. I think at the bottom line is that's what we have here. Okay, I want to get back into this whole thing, though, about Trillion wiped off tech. The fangs. The fang stocks. this is from CNBC. The fang stocks. You know, fang. Fang, fang. Here I go, perseverating on fang, fang. The Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google all fell to begin Tuesday's trading. The five FANG stocks have collectively lost more than $1 trillion in value from recent highs and lows. See, people are calling me at inappropriate times. Stop it. Don't call me when I'm on the radio. It says here... As they say, combined with market capitalization losses since their 52-week highs hit 1 trillion, 1.02 trillion on Tuesday. Wow. Let me read that again. Combined market capitalization losses since their 52-week highs hit 1.02 trillion on Tuesday. How brutal is that? Facebook, $253 billion. Amazon, $280 billion. Apple, $253 billion. Netflix, $63 billion. And Alphabet, which is Google, that's the parent company, $164 billion. Cumulative return for FANG stocks in 2018. Doesn't look so good on the graph. It says the five tech growth stocks, which were favorite instruments for the past decade, each closed in a bear market on Monday. Wall Street defines a bear market as a fall of 20% or more from a stock's 52-week high. Wow. Goldman Sachs slashed its Apple price target on Tuesday. The firm said it in a note, there is a weakness in demand for Apple products. I can understand why. It says in China and in other emerging markets, as well as disappointing reception for the iPhone XR model. Facebook shares have slid 40% from their highs. A bevy, I like the word bevy, a bevy of negative publicity has come since this summer, especially focused on top Facebook executives handling a foreign influence in the 2016 election. Amazon shares continue to fall. Continued a fall begun when it gave a fourth quarter outlook on October 25th that was much lower than expected. Netflix and Alphabet shares, meanwhile, have largely fallen in lockstep with the rest of the other FANG stocks. Facebook and Alphabet each hit their 52-week highs in July at 218 and 1291. That's what I said. 1,291.44 a share. Netflix peaked in June at 423. Amazon and Apple, the most recent to hit 52-week highs, at 2,000 a share. 2,500 a share. Wow. So Amazon was 2,500 and Apple was 233 a share. That is amazing. But here is the deal with the FANG stocks. They're mostly located in where? Silicon Valley. Now, what does that mean for New California? Funny I should ask. Well, this is the beginning of the collapse, if you will, for all the money supply. See, because California has become a socialist haven, it's become tax-wise reliant not on a middle class. No, but they got rid of the middle class. And all the industries and all businesses that go around the middle class that generate taxes, they don't get the tax thing. So now they're dependent upon the FANG stocks. That's California. And the FANG stocks are going away in terms of a revenue source for the new California state. So will bankruptcy for California state fall? Well, you can never go bankrupt. It's a state. That's kind of like the rule and the law. So will they be in financial distress? Possibly. Yes, they will be. Will they be able to make payroll? There's going to be a time in the near future when they'll not be able to make payroll. Mark my words. Then what? Well, then New California. It's an opportunity waiting to happen. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, 821R.com and NewCaliforniaState.com. New California State, 51st State of the Union. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023. Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Wow. A lot of speculation about the fires in California wanting to get us off the land, the rural land in particular. It's obviously they're trying to burn people out. I mean, especially here at the most recent event up here in Butte County. But, in New California, it's all rural. And all these fires are in rural California. Right? Think about that. All these fires in rural California. Rural California, New California. So you kind of take it personal when you look at it from the statehood that we're all New Californians now. We're making that transition to New Californians. And, and I've had this thought many times now that we've had these burnouts, especially the one here now in Butte County. What community is going to be next? Because you see that this is what's going on. we're talking about this in the first hour and in the second hour. But especially when it comes to high temperatures and so on and the burning out business that's out there. It takes a lot of heat to burn a body to dust. And in fact, crematories are usually about 19 to 2100 degrees, They let you burn for about an hour and a half or so, and then they have to chop up your pound, you know, grind up your bones. That's all part of the deal. Kind of a bummer, isn't it? Think about all that. But when you go cremation, that's what happens to you. So here's the deal. The heat of the fire is all important. And we're doing some real serious studies about that because, again, the anomalies that exist in these fires. Now, we understand that because Jerry Brown and others just let all the forest foliage mount up on the forest floor, that the fires were especially hot, so hot that it would prevent growth of the plants. Because, you know, remember, some of these plants have their mechanisms by which they can, regrow after a fire. It's a survival thing. In fact, there's a lot of different pines that they won't germinate unless there's high heat to expose them. And then they automatically do so. It's built in. It's in their genetics. So the seeds remain viable until there's a fire. And then they grow. They plant them. Then they pop up new trees. I mean, that's just the way it works. That's the way nature works. This is not something unusual or, you know, and again, defensive mechanisms like by oak trees. Oak trees, their particular type of woods are resistant to fire, and so is the bark of a redwood tree. Very resistant to fire, as is redwood itself. So there are mechanisms in nature by which this takes place. So how do you defeat the mechanism? High heat defeats them, very high heat. And that's the thing that's so concerning about the high heat we're seeing that's been demonstrated in these fires, especially the campfire. And going up there and examining the houses, it was pretty evident that it's not a normal fire. It's just not. I don't care what anybody says. I mean, I've been in normal fires. I see how this whole thing rages through. But these fires, when they're so hot that they completely burn down the houses and they burn all of the human flesh. So there's got to be some accelerants that are involved with this. And this is what I was talking about earlier. Is that with all this chemtrailing that we have around here in Northern California, you can see it. I mean, it's palpable, especially where we live here. We have a very good view of how the chemtrailing takes place. And in fact, if you go to the surrounding foothills and park a car and just step out and watch the chemtrails for about an hour being laid down, you see it's coming right directly into the foothills of California, Northern California in particular. And when those chemtrails come down, we know that there's a lot of things like barium and strontium and aluminum oxide that's in it. We know that that's composition. People have done assays. They've taken tissue samples from plants. They found, all those components that you'd find in chemtrails are in those plants. Now, what happens when you take something such as aluminum oxide? Now, aluminum oxide is an interesting compound. What you have is the other half of thermite. An explosive, a radical, high heat intensity explosive. Basically, thermite is metal shavings, iron oxide, basically, or rust, and aluminum with a little bit of magnesium thrown in as a striker. All of a sudden, boom, it burns at a very, very high rate. Now, imagine these nanoparticulate matters. Nano meaning many, 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 many times tiny. So tiny, you really can't see it floating around, but you can see it in mass when it comes down from the sky. And everybody says, why is the sky so silvery? Well, it's because of the aluminum oxide that drifts down upon us all, and the barium and strontium, other chemicals. That's, if you go and check out what aluminum oxide is, it's a heat flame accelerant. What's that mean? Well, it causes the flame to move quicker, basically. And hotter. That's what they call an accelerant. Gasoline would be an accelerant. An accelerant to a match. Take the gasoline, put it in the gun, and then throw the match. Right? And that's what happens. So this is the point. This is the point. Nanoparticular matter gets into your bloodstream really quick. You breathe it in, it gets in your eyes, it's all over your clothes and everything. And that's what chemtrails do. And then they land on the ground. And then they get inside the plants. The plants suck it up with the water. And pretty soon, after a while of this chemical spraying, plants start to look sickly. And the process is known as desiccation. They start to look dried out, not healthy, struggling for life. A lot of trees that usually have a lot of leaves shed their leaves, and they look kind of sick. Even the dead of summer, the plants look really sick. And that's because they're sensitive to the aluminum oxide. But here's the deal. If you take aluminum oxide, which is the other part of thermite, which is a flame accelerant, and burns at a very, very high rate, what happens when all that aluminum oxide is in a human being, and that human being is exposed to high heat? Do they all burn up on cells and bones and everything like that? I'm just saying. If you have every cell in your body that's got aluminum oxide in it, and all of a sudden there's a fire, your body is consumed, and all that aluminum oxide is let go all at one time. It burns, and it burns at a very high rated temperature. Could that be one of the reasons why these fires, besides the extra duff and extra biomass on the floor, burn so rapidly, so intensely? These are the thoughts of a lot of people. We don't know for sure, but I'll tell you what. There are minds now this used to be just conspiracy theory out there. Well, we know that aluminum oxide, and since they've been spraying it, what's happened to the human population? Autism has gone through the roof since 1992, when all of a sudden they started doing this chemtrailing business. All of a sudden, autism takes off. How do you explain that? I know some people that their child is autistic, and they blame it on the chemtrails. Because why? And also vaccines. I'm not going to throw that one away either. But chemtrails in particular, the nanoparticulate matter, affects the brain, especially in a growing, developing child. Something to think about. Maybe we know how these fires move so quickly and so hotly. You know, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 degrees. It's way beyond a normal fire. We'll be back.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us if you want Viagra at the lowest prices. Never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 800-362-3023 today to save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 800-362-3023 to take your call now. Call 800-362-3023. That's 800-362-3023. Again, 800-362-3023.
Gee, I wonder what's really going on at the border. Just sort of thought. So, the situation going forward with New California and the Fang is starting to come together. It's all coming together, I tell you. Wow. Says White House Resorts restores full access for CNN's Acosta. There you go. New rules for some. Now listen, I gotta tell you what happened here with the Acosta thing. I think it's so great. Okay, so let's go down this. It says a correspondence group declares follow up questions will continue. BuzzFeed makes asking for money part of its business strategy. Okay. Merge with Ryan. Okay, this domestic. Oh, we want that. White House restores full access to CNN's Acosta. There you go. Take it. Breaking news. Trump administration backs down and drops plan to keep reporter Jim Acosta out of the White House after CNN asked federal judge for emergency hearing to avoid new ban. It says, there's the sense that we made our point and it's time that we make this go away, a White House official said Monday morning. Says a letter. We have made a final determination in this process. Your hard pass is restored. Should you refuse to follow these rules in the future, we will take action. Ah. The White House will have new rules soon about how reporters must conduct themselves and written procedures to punish those who step out of line. One new rule will be the reporters will be limited to one question apiece at presidential press conferences and follow-ups only when permitted. White House denied Acosta access and confiscated his hard pass November 7th. Okay, but the salient thing is this. There's rules now. And, you know, every one of these reporters has got to be just ticked off at Acosta. And again, there's rules. Now, this turned out to be a Fifth Amendment issue with the judge, not an issue of free speech, which is what, of course, they're saying, oh, freedom of the press is being infringed. That was what they were saying from CNN, and even Fox backed them up. Okay, well. So what the judge did, U.S. District Judge Timothy Kelly issued a temporary restoring order against the White House, ordering it to restore Acosta's access to the grounds for 14 days while the network's larger constitutional case proceeded. The White House's apparent stand down came after CNN petitioned Judge Kelly for an expedited hearing, hoping to win more permanent injunction before that order expired. It says here that, here we go, CNN media reporter Brian Stelter had reported Sunday night that the White House was already planning to yank Acosta's press credentials again on November 30th. Instead, the West Wing cut its losses, recognizing that its failure to establish a formal procedure for a behavioral-related suspension of a general's hard pass would hamper it in court. Says Sarah Sanders on Monday said in a statement the White House would formalize a set of rules for presidential press conferences with a degree of regret in response to aggressiveness. Now, the degree of regret that she's talking about is that they have to do it at all, these rules. They include a strict limit on one question per answer. These are the rules. Follow-ups only at the discretion of the president or another person fielding questions and an agreement to yield the floor in the White House's microphone when the president has answered. For years, members of the White House press corps have attended countless press events with the president and other officials without engaging in the behavior Mr. Acosta displayed November 7th, Sanders said in her statement. Says, we would have greatly preferred to continue hosting White House press conferences in reliance on a set of understood professional norms, and we believe the overwhelming majority of journalists covering the White House share that preference. But given the position taken by CNN, we now feel obligated to replace previously shared practices with explicit rules. Monday's resolution was an abrupt climb down from the White House's proposition 72 hours earlier. In a letter on Friday, Sanders and the White House deputy staff said, Communications Director Bill Shein said that on Monday at 3 p.m. it would issue a final decision about what they called a preliminary revocation nearly 2 weeks ago. They invited him to explain by Sunday afternoon why President Trump should change his mind. The letter closed by notifying Acosta, you will continue to maintain your hard pass while a temporary restraining order is issued November 16th and remains in effect. So, new rules. The White House told CNN Monday that future presidential press conferences would feature strict application of rules. Okay, they had no rules before Acosta did this. That's my point. And the judge was great, by the way. The judge was appointed by Donald Trump. He took it away from the Fourth Amendment, or the First Amendment, to the Fifth Amendment. And so it says here, he said, look, you have to create rules. He didn't violate any rules. And you don't want to violate his First Amendment right. But, you know, you can limit his First Amendment right by a set of agreed rules before you go in. Sign these rules and you can get a pass. You don't have a right to the pass. That's the point he's making. But agree to these rules. Show me some hard facts that he violated the rules. Then we'll pull the pass. That was the judge's decision. Here are some of the rules. I'm sure they're just ticked about this. I'd be ticked. I'm ticked. I mean, as a journalist, I mean, I never get a chance to do that with the president. Here are some of the rules. A journalist called upon to ask a question will ask a single question and then yield the floor to other journalists. At the discretion of the president or other White House officials taking questions, a follow-up question or questions may be permitted. And where follow-up has been allowed and asked, the questioner will yield the floor. Yielding the floor includes, when applicable, physical surrendering the microphone to White House staff for use by the next questioner. And failure to abide by any of these rules, 1 through 3, may result in suspension or revocation of the journalist's hard pass. They're going to have to agree to that before they get the pass now. Good job, Jim. You just screwed the rest of the journalists. You got to think like a Trump.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head.
I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented My Pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-319-2547 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-319-2547. Again, that's 800-319-2547.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And we're back. Yeah. This is a great POTUS humor. What is this? Check this out. His nail. Okay. This, you know, I get these emails from folks, you know. By the way, get the Red State Talk Radio app, by the way, out there, so you can listen to us all the time, 24/7. Grievance 44 is today, by the way. Grievance 44. And the theme is going to be, of course, well, you know, what Jerry Brown's been negligent about and why we're incinerating people. Why he's incinerating people. I mean, this guy's really, it's not war crimes, crimes against humanity here. You know, basically to orchestrate and be a part of this massive scandal that we have with Cal Fire and all this other stuff. It's terrible. You should be held accountable. Absolutely. I wish we can do this. I hope we can. We're going to try to make him be held accountable for his sins. His sins. He's a very sinful man. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And, of course, newcaliforniastate.com. Go there and, hey, GoFundMe is up. Check that one out. And remember, stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN. American Exceptionalism News Network.